Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out. Welcome to episode 33 of Head Full of Radio. 33 episodes. We're in August already.
A third of the way to 100.
We're at the end of August.
Madness.
Isn't it? I'm Floyd. That's Nico over there. Way over there in jolly old England.
In the UK.
UK. Today's song is Vegetable. Vegetable? How do you remember how to say that on the Pablo Honey version?
I think I opted with just vegetable because that's how I am inclined to say it day to day. But there
well,
was a
you
bit
also
of
said
pause.
Vegetable. Vegetable. So this is the sixth song on the Itch EP that was released in June 1994. For those people who are wondering, we skipped the first five because they were on other things. The Stop Whispering, the US version, Thinking About You, Faithless, The Wonder Boy, Banana Co., and Killer Cars were all reviewed previously. So we are on Vegetable. Was that good? Vegetable?
Yes.
This is a live recording, and as you heard from our last episode, the live version of Inside My Head really threw us for a loop. The original, we didn't really give you a score for Vegetable before, because that was when we were really trying to figure out how to do this podcast, and you were giving 30-second reviews.
Right, okay.
So
that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, it doesn't have a real score.
That's good. I won't be as, you know.
Tainted?
Yes, exactly.
Are you ready to jump into?
I am ready.
Vegetable?
I think I remember this was when I was getting very artistic with my interpretations, shall we say.
Here we go.
To go back. Yep.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say about it. And maybe add some art to your score.
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see what comes to me.
Okay.
Go!
School vegetable.
Thanks.
Got such a southern feel to it.
It really does.
And his voice does not.
Well, that girl was really screaming for this.
Right, yeah.
Well, that sounds dirty. You know, if I was at this show, this would be the song I would go and get a beer from the bar.
Yeah. If it was not like a meandery song, like you're just kind of hanging out and it's there in the background.
Yeah, not that I don't like it, but I don't want to say
like
that
grabbing my attention.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to say that it's boring. I want to say that it's good, but there are so many more better songs. And he's kind of singing it like a bit dickish here.
Like a what?
Like a bit of a dickish sound.
Oh.
Just like, bleh, bleh.
Yeah. I remember this being very different when I listened to it the first time.
Yeah, it's a lot calmer. Or, generic.
Yeah, it feels more like, yeah, as you say, like, almost trying to go for a bit more of a mass appeal type vibe, but...
Yeah.
That feels weird to say when he sings the way that he does.
I do like Johnny's guitar solo here.
Mm. But it feels like it's kind of lost the kind of essence of the song.
Yeah. Like they've played it 100 times, so they have to try and just make it easier for them to play, so they're just messing around a bit more.
Yeah, I get that.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There we go. Vegetable live.
Vegetable live. How are you feeling about that one?
A little bit, like, confused in a way, because I feel like I remember listening to the original version more, and I think I had more to say. This was a bit, I don't know, it didn't strike a lot in me. Like, it was, I think what you mentioned about, like, going to get a beer during the song, like, kind of feels very fitting. Like, it's nice enough. Like, I can't sit here and say that I really didn't like that, or, like, boo, thumbs down. But it wasn't really grabbing me and just making me feel a whole lot.
Yeah, it certainly had a lull in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's... even just knowing the Pablo Honey version, I feel almost like listening to that was them... It was almost sloppier. You know? Similar to what I was saying. No, this one, similar to what I was kind of saying, where I assume, let's assume this is a year after the album came out, so they've probably played this song for 3 years at this point, or 2 years, or whatever, and are just kind of tired of it, and when they realize it's in the set list, they're like, just kind of blasé through it.
Yeah, I get that vibe for sure. Because it didn't feel like it was... like the song Vegetable, like the way it was intended, if that makes sense. It just felt like, oh, the vegetable's on the list, let's just do this.
How many more times do we have to play this song anyway?
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are you gonna rate this one?
Because I don't have anything like especially bad to say, I don't want to give it too low, but it stops itself from getting anything above a fill realistically for me, so I think I'm just gonna go in with a fill.
Okay, and I'm going to go just under that with a 1.5.
Yeah, I think that's fair too.
Because the price of beer is really high, so I need that extra half to get a beer.
So true.
Yeah. Well, on to next week, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm well fed with my veggies after that, so.
Yes, please ensure that you all eat your vegetables.
Yes. Be good out there.
Did you say be good out there?
I don't know what the fuck that was supposed to mean. Be well behaved, little chums.
Until next time, four listeners.
Yes. I leave them wanting more. Please, sir. I want some more. More vegetables, please.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift.
Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.